USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A report says emergency responders called for a mass casualty trailer after an Amtrak train derailed in Missouri. The train derailed after it hit a dump truck at a public crossing in the city of Mendon, which is about 100 miles northeast of Kansas City. Social media pictures show several cars on their sides, and there are unconfirmed reports that people are still trapped. The train originated from Los Angeles on its way to Chicago. 8 cars derailed, and there are approximately 240 passengers on board. The world is horrified by Russia's missile strike on a Ukrainian mall. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted. He called it the latest string of atrocities. At least 10 people have died and 40 others injured. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only 2 forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine may be taking a harder toll on Russia than they're leading on. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed 2 payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918.
Pending home sales are rebounding slightly to snap a 6-month skid. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales also edged up 0.7% in May. Year-over-year transactions fell 13.6%. Gas prices are falling from their all-time high earlier this month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.89 a gallon today. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 62 points to close at 31,438. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was slapped on the back by an employee at a Staten Island grocery store Sunday night. Giuliani saying he was on his way to the store's restroom when the suspect hit him.
He kept cursing. He wouldn't stop. And he kept menacing and threatening. And I said, well, I think we have to, let's get him arrested. Let's make an example out of him because this is going on too much all around the country.
Giuliani says he believes he was being targeted for being pro-life. Police took the 39-year-old suspect into custody, and he's charged with second-degree assault involving a person over the age of 65. Former President Donald Trump says that California Congressman Kevin McCarthy should have kept nominating Republicans to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, even though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi didn't approve his initial nominations. Appearing on Fox News, House Minority Leader McCarthy says he believes it wouldn't have changed the makeup of the committee.
Republicans don't have subpoena power, so would anything be different? We wouldn't be allowed in to the hearings. We wouldn't be, to the witnesses when they're investigating. There's no rule that would allow us to even ask questions. Remember what they did on impeachment. They didn't even let Elise ask a question. So it would be exactly the same.
With no big winner in Saturday night's Powerball drawing, the jackpot for Monday night is worth $346 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.